Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast, and we are here to give you the sports break to make your day just a little bit brighter, remembering the great events in sports that happened on August 24th in this episode. And we have some great athletes that partook in some of the greatest events in sports history, and we're going to start off with their uniform numbers that we're going to be mentioning today. And those numbers are 9, 19, 8, 4, 28, 12, 14, and jersey number 80. August 24th, 1906 is our first stop on the timeline, and Cincinnati Reds' John Wymer no-hit the Dodgers of Brooklyn 1-0 in a 7-inning game. August 24th, 1919, having pitched into the 9th inning, Cleveland's Ray Caldwell was flattened by a bolt of lightning, and he goes on to record the final out for the Indians in a 2-1 win over the Philadelphia Athletics. Imagine that, getting hit by lightning and then finishing that game right after the bolt struck you. August 24th, 1922, the very first Philly to hit for the cycle occurred this day when Cy Williams reached the milestone for Philadelphia in hitting all the bases, singles, doubles, triples, and a home run. August 24th, 1940, is there anything in baseball that Boston's number 9, Ted Williams, could not do? Well, the Red Sox left fielder Williams, wearing his number 9, pitched the last two innings in a 12-1 loss to the Detroit Tigers. Williams allowed 3 hits in 1 run. Not a bad outing when you don't pitch every day. Now, August 24th, 1945, a war hero remains in top form. Cleveland Indians ace Bob Feller, number 19, returned home from his stint in the Navy during World War II to strike out 12 batters in the Indians game that day. In August 24th, 1957, at the age of 17, future England soccer striker Jimmy Greaves, number 8, the legend, scored on his first division debut for Chelsea against Tottenham Hotspur in a 1-1 draw at the White Hart Lane. August 24th, 1972, skating legends Gordie Howe, number 9, and number 4, Jean Beliveau, inducted into the Ice Hockey Hall of Fame on this day in 1972. Two great legends there. August 24th, 1975, the San Francisco Giants' Ed Halicki, number 28 on his jersey, no-hit the New York Mets in a 6-0 shutout victory. August 24th, 1982, Kansas City Royals' John Watson, number 12, stole his 31st base en route to 36 total bases stolen for the season, and it was a record for the catching position to do that in a season. August 24th, 1983, the end of a great streak. Cincinnati Reds' Pete Rose, number 14, ended his consecutive games played streak at 745. August 24th, 1906, after signing a one-day contract with the San Francisco 49ers, number 80 Jerry Rice officially retired from the National Football League. If you remember, after leaving the 49ers, he ended up going and playing for the Raiders, and I believe he played for one other team. Might have been the Seahawks or somebody like that, but I know he definitely played for the Raiders, played in their Super Bowl. It's on the same squad with Mr. Tim Brown. Had quite a receiving core there. Rich Gannon was a quarterback, John Gruden as the coach. But that's our great history that we have today for this August 24th. Hope you enjoy this history. Hope you'll join us each and every day for more great sports history on a sports break here from the Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast. Also, you can find more sports history, sportshistorynetwork.com, 30 podcasts of sports history, bringing you, some thousands of hours of great listening pleasure. It's always good. It's always green. It's always evergreen because it's history. It never expires. It's not like a bottle of milk in your fridge, And you can also go to pigskindispatch.com and jerseydispatch.com. And don't forget about OrvilleMulligan.com, where we have our Orville Mulligan sports writer audio drama that myself and Oz Davis produce with our Number 80 Productions team. And we have some very talented actors and some great storylines there talking about sports history in a little bit different light in an audio drama. You know, it's a podcast, but it's a, you know, telling some truth with a little, mixed in with a little bit of fiction. Very enjoyable. Orville Mulligan, sports writer, is the name of your favorite podcast provider. Can bring it to you. And don't forget to check out our newsletter. We have one coming out each and every day. Orville Mulligan's on there. Sports Jersey Dispatch is on there. Pigskin Dispatch is on there. And also, whatever is getting posted on Sports History Network, we have that too. You can click in the show notes here that you can see the email subscriber. We have it come out every day about 6:30 a.m. Eastern to tell you what's going on around the pig pen and our friends that have some posts coming out too. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.